Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You guys stand in these incredible, majestic, mind-blowing halls. Just this constant reflection of light that seems to just stretch on. You don't see an entrance or an exit. Just this single column of light comes down into the very center of these conjoined corridors atop this crystal sarcophagus. Where Hesper was, there is just this book. Just laying there.
Nova crawls over to the book. I imagine when the magic goes out, everyone just drops.
Just like,
and she
yeah.
just
love that.
She crawls over to the book and just cradles it and is kind of looking around at where Hesper was. Kind of almost in disbelief as to what we've just witnessed.
Make an Arcana check for me, Nova, actually, just to see if you could pick up on some stuff. Sensing
19 plus 7, 26.
Judging by what you witnessed, the state that Hesper has been in, you know, the when you saw him, but also the way that Quill's described him and the way that he's been depicted, you get the sense, and, you know, this is an analytical thing. You're, like, making assumptions, but they're educated guesses. He was expending huge amounts of divine energy in short spaces of time, doing something. Who knows what? I don't know. But whatever this was, this last act, sending out these infinite numbers of himself to find the exact place that Quill is, it took the last vestiges. But you do notice something else. That sarcophagus is glowing brighter than it did before. I think, Sentry, you would notice that as well. Just that sarcophagus is definitely... it's more radiant than before Hesper brought you here.
He's not gone. You heard him. If we bring Siaska back, Hesper comes back too.
We must do whatever we can to bring her back.
Quill's going to be real mad. Real mad.
Quill's going to be alive, though. And that's the main bit.
Well,
Hesper sacrificed himself so we could get him. So,
you know what? Somebody, a god, just sacrificed his life to save Quill's life. So that's pretty... I think that's pretty good. That must feel good to have someone respect you so much to just, you know, sacrifice every last bit of their life to save you. So the burb's important.
Wouldn't we do all that for each other?
Absolutely, but I didn't know that the god... I'm not, you know, religious, so to me this is... whoa.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can find more that are on our side just as much as he was.
We can worry about that later. We need to go and get Quill. From what I can gather from this book, it's linked to the Serpent's Coil, but Hesper said to the outside. You all know what it's like surviving in the Astral Sea, so we need to think about that. Breathing cold. Do we go now, straight away?
I mean, how are we feeling? How is everybody?
How many hours have passed?
I'm good to go anytime you guys want to go.
I will say, one thing I hadn't considered is, being the god of magic and this amount of divine energy, I think you would all gain the benefit of a long rest from that amount of energy being expended.
Excellent. Long rest.
Good God.
Do I also get a new shard of Tiangong? You know?
No.
Like, all that much? No.
I gave you a really cool book, don't be greedy.
No, you did give me a really cool book, and I appreciate that. It is a very cool book. Do I need to attune to this book?
You do. And the other thing I would say Nova recognizes is it's not set for the material plane. It's not set for Erois either. It only has the gemstone.
I was going to say, actually, like, before we go, one thing I want to do is spend an action to attune a gemstone to the current plane, because I think it would be nice if we could come back here, yes?
It's not even the current plane. Oh. It's this specific location. So you attune it to the Halls of Infinite Resplendence.
Oh.
Well, that was a good move.
This is our house now. We're coming back here.
This is our house now.
This is our now.
Secret our secret base.
Yeah. Nobody talk about this one.
Yeah, so two gemstones are now lit, and Nova, you can just holding the book and being attuned to it. We'll say that you attuned to it. You know, you've got to figure out how that's going to work, but yeah, it's with two gemstones. You know exactly where they're located, so you know one is the Astral Sea, and you know it's, you know, some vague location, but it will, you know where it will take you, and then this one is set to this, the Siaska's tomb in the Halls of Infinite Resplendence.
Just in terms of admin, I'm going to unattune from the rod of alertness. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to use that, you're more than welcome.
You've got a bunch of
I've
items
used the main charge on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've used the main charge on it, but you can use detect good and evil, detect magic, detect poison and disease, and see invisibility with it if you want.
We can do that after. We'll do that on the next episode, or like have people offline go through items and stuff.
Yeah,
because there's also like you've got like the ring of evasion, the ring of teleportation as well. Like you got a bunch of stuff. So
I think this whole situation after being dropped out of the sky, Lucius hasn't said a single word. He's in complete. Stunned disbelief, and all he's going to do is slowly pick himself up and look at the sarcophagus in front of him.
So yeah, Lucius, the first one, kind of walked past Nova, who went to where the book was, but Lucius walks past and you get to the sarcophagus, and it's this almost just like a chunk of crystal, right? Like it's just carved, or not even carved, formed naturally, like some sort of crystal that's grown. And there's this intense light, and it's bright, Lucius. Like, it's, you know, do you want to try and look inside? Like, this is very bright.
No, this is too much right now. He's just almost can't believe he's here. What just happened? He's overwhelmed that he's even in this situation, surrounded by the people he's surrounded by, involved in it in any way. A god sacrificing himself for... A dear friend of his, like, he's in and over his head right now, so he's very much locked off.
Okay. So yeah, you just, like, not even realizing it, yeah, just don't even look in, you're just sort of stood in front of this sarcophagus, this crystal tomb. Sentry?
Yeah, as Lucius like walks over, can I like put a hand on his shoulder and just quietly just thank him for helping?
Mm-hmm. We did everything we could. It's for Quill, right? It's
of course. Without your help, you help me. I don't know. I don't think we would have been able to do it without you helping. So thank you.
Well, like you said, all is one.
Till all are one.
Sentry, I mean, you're stood in front of this crystal tomb. Do you try and look inside? You can do it. The light's blinding, but you could, if you, as an, you know, force yourself to look inside if you wanted to. Or you could not.
I think just out of, because it looks like a coffin, I just think out of respect, she wouldn't. Like, sure. She probably, yeah, she would maybe like
it's just filled with light if you don't try and look
inside. I think she would like
inside.
Just place a hand on it, but not...
try and like draw too much attention to it.
Place a hand on it though, eh? You touch it, the crystal, and it's warm, but also cold. It's like there's a presence within it that's warm and loving and caring. There's also a coldness to it, like an empty expanse, not in a bad way, not in a scary way, like the feeling of possibility. But there's sadness. There's deep sadness too. There's a grief here. There's a guilt. There's a mourning. There's heartbreak.
Sentry would just say, thank you. Like, knowing it's got brighter after Hesper, like, passed. I think knowing that, she would just, quietly just say thank you.
It doesn't, there's no response. The feelings don't change. But they're there. Cool. Well, what next, team?
I have a scroll of water breathing, but I don't know if that would apply to astral space.
Don't think
I
so.
Could try it anyway.
I think we just have to try and get inside as quickly as possible, which we don't really know what it looks like. So,
if it has windows, I could create a portal. So we could portal in through the windows. It's just, obviously, we don't know where on the ship and what kind of ship it is if it has windows. That's my concern. The other way is to find some kind of launch bay, hatch that we can get through. That's my ideas.
While you guys deal with this, let's jump to the man himself. After about an hour, Quill, the pressure, goes. You feel yourself like, oh, like you can breathe easily. The weight's lifted off your shoulders and everything again. But you see the full plate wearing guard is now going to be watching where you are. Let me just throw down like any old random tokens so you know where they are. They basically position themselves on the wall opposite your cell. Cross their arms. You can see that they've got like a this kind of heavy glaive, kind of like they're leaning on like a bladed staff, and they're just looking into the cell.
Gotta ask, do I feel any different?
No.
Okay.
Why would you?
Well, just wondering. What's the plan? Are you gonna watch me for another, 8 hours?
You've got about 7 hours before Mistress Akira is ready. But don't worry. The intelligence officer will be along shorter than that. I'm just watching you till then. He'll probably leave you a jelly-brained fool after he's done with you.
Oh, great. Is what you wanted to do with your life? Serving Zarkira?
I'm not here to debate my life choices with you, Erosian. I know exactly why I serve the Mistress.
Just doesn't say anything. You see, at the corner of your eye, you see these Durgar who have been working on this, like, panel. It looks like they're doing, like, some hefty repairs to it. They're beginning to, like, pack up some things, but they're just kind of lingering around and, like, listening to this conversation. And they're just, like, making faces at each other. The woman just kind of, like, tuts and, like, doesn't quite spit, but, like, makes, like, the gesture of, like, as this guy's talking.
I mean... I am at a loss of what can be done. Like, I can just talk to this guy and just be like, hey, your choices suck and you suck.
You definitely do that, and he just doesn't respond. You know, he'll just not engage. He's too disciplined as a soldier to really get baited into a, you know, debate on morality and things like that.
I will start to pray and just hope to Hesper, obviously, and just hope there's some way I can find some time to get a message out to find my friends and allies for them to find me.
Okay. All right. In that case, that's we'll all just I got. Jump back. That's what you got. We'll jump back to the others for now. Okay. Team, you know what you want to do?
Smash our way in. I don't know. That's my plan. I don't really have another plan.
Pretty good plan.
Yeah, that's Ayla's plan.
We do smash need to try and be stealthy. If this is Sarkira's flagship and she's just captured Quill, I think she's going to be there, right? She's going to be wanting to be there. So
yes,
we do need to be careful, at least until we get Quill. Then you can start smashing.
Okay, you just let me know when.
We may have the element of surprise, considering a god sacrificed themselves to give us a power which no mortal should possess. So the expectancy of us arriving outside the ship and infiltrating, that puts us at a slight advantage. Don't know where we're going to end up, of course. But let's make the most of it.
So my plan is we shift there. Hopefully there's a window, and if there is, I'll cast Arcane Gate and get us through into the ship. And then I can cast Invisibility on all of us. We find Quill and we get out. There are other spells in this book that I can pinpoint his exact location. So if we could find a quiet corner, I can cast these spells to pinpoint him. The main thing is just surviving in astral space when we get there.
Question for Mark Humes.
Yes.
Now this is so going a bit out there.
Okay.
But wall of ice, right? I can make a dome.
Yep.
Technically ice is water and got oxygen particles in it, right? So placing us in a dome and us just being really close to the ice would provide a level of oxygen.
Yeah, it'd be like a bathysphere. So because this isn't space, this is astral sea, remember, there's no pressure. It's not like space where like things will implode. It's really just there's no air and it's intensely cold. I would say if you could basically, you'd have to wait until you the second you arrive, but you could hold the spell and then craft the dome around you. It may hamper your vision a little bit and you wouldn't have any control of where it goes, but in theory, yes, there would be oxygen inside it that you could breathe, and also it would give you some protection from the cold because the air, you know, you'd
it's like
basically
an igloo.
I would argue that you'd be creating like a magically created like atmosphere within it that wouldn't be harmful anymore. You would have no control of where the dome goes, and it would be hard to see through because it's ice. You'd have to like, you know, find a way to look through it.
My plan as Lucius would be if we teleport and we see the vessel and I know Lova's looking for a window, I'd cast the dome onto the ship itself, encasing us in a dome where the floor is essentially the side of the ship.
Gotcha. So we are okay, but you're going to wait until you can actually see like an entry point.
Until
like
I find
said.
A yeah. So we'd wait for that moment essentially.
Oh, interesting. Okay, sure. Oh, right, I mean, yeah, you can try it and see what happens.
Can only try.
You can only try.
We've been in
astral. The point of the game.
We walked along the back of the serpent before.
Yeah.
That was a little different. The serpent, yeah, like there was no, the serpent was so massive and it magically kind of created atmosphere around it. It was like being on like a small planet almost, because it was massive. But it was still freezing cold. Like, you were taking cold damage every second you were out there. And you can, like, and the other thing is, you guys can take a big breath and then transport there. There's no air there. There's no air to breathe in the astral.
Only Nova would survive.
Yeah, because she can. Well, I mean, you can hold your breath. Like, Ayla can hold her breath, and Sentry doesn't need it. Ayla can hold her breath for like 10 fucking minutes or something ridiculous. It's just Lucius who can't hold it for that long. I think you can do like 2 minutes or something, if I remember looking at your stats.
Yeah, my call like 2 minutes plus one.
Yeah, so you have 2 minutes of air basically, if Lucius holds his breath.
Okay. I'll try this dome technique, and I'll relay that to the rest of the team. Sure. It's the best I can think of.
I love it. Very creative.
Okay.
The other thing as well depending on where you arrive, if you're just float, like, the Astral Sea is, there is no gravity as well, so, like, you need to be able to either fly or give yourself some sort of propulsion to get around. That's the other thing.
Oh, wow.
But I know that you have spells, and you can cast fly. Yeah, Lucius can cast fly, and you've got options.
So can I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I wasn't too worried about it, because I know you have options. So
if I do it fifth level, I can do everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, Nova, you've got the book.
Everyone ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Let's go get the bird. Probably don't need to, but I feel really good if we could all just hold hands. You know, I think you have to
actually for plane shift. I think you physically have to be in contact with each other.
Oh.
Link hands in a circle.
Actually, yeah.
You have to hold hands.
Okay.
Amazing.
Just gonna slide my hand. It's a little bit sticky, but there we go. Deep breath and activate.
Yeah, you kind of hold it in one hand, and then you bring your other one, you know, holding Lucius's hand, and touch the gemstone, I'm assuming, Nova. This is probably a dark green gemstone, and then the one for Rois is gold, if you want to get specific. This doesn't feel like the teleportation that you've held before. Whereas before, you feel like your spirit, like you've been pulled out of your body and sent somewhere fast. This time, you are surrounded by prismatic light, like all different shades and shimmering with this kind of material, like these winds. It's almost like you're lifted up by this gust of wind, and you are surrounded by a cylinder of shifting, colorful, magical light, and you are pulled up, and you accelerate rapidly. You blast through the cradle across the astral sea faster than you can possibly imagine, all holding hands, and then eventually it comes to a stop, holding your breath, like forcing yourself to remember to hold your breath and not try and breathe. There's no sound. You just float next to a long black crystalline vessel. You can see lines of purple energy running through it. You can see like arcane turrets protruding from it at certain angles. You can see that there are these kind of like shifted sections that seem more see-through than others. But where you arrive, you can see that one section in particular is almost like a wall of force. You see that it's just completely open, and there is a shimmering field of magic that seems to lead into some sort of, you know, craft bay. You can see that there is a kind of like astral ship inside it. It almost looks like a little docking bay, almost like for a fighter or some sort of vessel. It's maybe larger than a normal fighting vessel. It looks like almost like a smaller battleship. It seems that Hesper anticipated that you would need a way in and gave you an opportunity to at least see some point, but you are floating. So you'll need some way to get closer to it if you want to kind of anchor yourself to the ship or anything like that.
I will cast fly on everybody.
Everybody gains the ability to just control your movement in the Astral Sea. As a point, everybody takes 5 cold damage as soon as you arrive. Everybody takes that. You take 5 cold damage every 6 seconds, and it's going to take you probably at least 2-3 rounds to get to the actual ship. Yes, Lucius.
I've got defensive dichromancy.
Yes.
If I cast a load of level 1
or even frostbite as a cantrip.
Yep.
And use that multiple times. Can I give everybody resistance?
I can't remember. For right now, I'm going to say yes. I will look into this and check.
You
I can't
are a
remember
creature
exactly
within 30
the...
feet of you gain resistance when I use my Dichromancy feature to the same damage type until the end of my next turn.
So you wouldn't be able to do it with a cantrip because Dichromancy doesn't trigger
so
on a cantrip.
Be level
it has to
one.
Be a level higher. The other one as well is that you'd have to do this one per round. So like you'd have to be like, right, Nova gets it this turn, which means that she takes, but everybody else takes 5 damage. And then the next turn, I'll do it for the next person and the next person and the next person and the next person.
So what I'll do is... cast Armor of Agathys on myself, which would give me temporary hit points to kind of mitigate that.
Yep.
Give someone
and that
resistance.
That gives you 5 resistance. Who are you going to give it
Dichromancy. To? I'd give it to Nova, being technically the least HP.
So everybody takes another 5 cold damage. You take half Nova, so you take 2. That's the second round. Third round, do you want to try and do it again, Lucius? Or does anybody else want to try and do something?
Can we just try? I think just move towards it. Just go as quick as we can.
Yeah.
Just move.
Yeah.
To minimize the amount of rounds that we're outside.
Okay. How long does the resistance last, Lucius? Is it until the start
end
of the
next,
round,
turn? So it's like, okay, so we've got to keep moving while we're doing this.
So you take another 5 cold damage, everybody. You take 2 Nova. And then at that point, you are basically... up next to the, not quite the back of the ship, it's like a side section of it, but there is a wall, like there's, it's a physical wall of force, like you can't pass through it. It's like, you know, like a barrier. So you kind of bump against it. What do you guys want to do? You got like a turn and then you're going to take more damage.
So is there something that I can anchor the portal onto, like the side of the ship?
You could do it on the side of the ship, that's a solid surface.
Yeah, so I'll start casting. I'll use Tiangong to carve into almost like the air and create a portal and then connect it to a second portal inside, but
the little cargo
tucked away. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's nobody inside. You look inside, there's nobody actually in this dock as well. Like it seems to be, you know, empty. It doesn't seem to be being used. And yeah, you carve like this orange portal, and you can all step inside without taking any further damage. You emerge on the inside of the ship through the arcane gate, and you are now successfully aboard the Serpent's Coil. Oh, yeah, okay. I want this one. And then let's...
Didn't even need the dome. There.
You did not.
Thank you, Hesper.
It was a good idea, though.
No, not quite.
It was a good
He's
backup plan. I had a vision of us just like appearing on the side of just the ship and being like, crap.
Or just even in the engine. Imagine if we just appeared in the exhaust.
So, this is not quite to scale this room just because the way the map was. This is much larger, this thing, but the same entrances and exits are there. So you can see on the far side, there is like a pair of double doors that seem to lead further in, but to the south side, there also appears to be a singular doorway. This does not appear to have any guards in it. You do hear the sounds of somebody moving around, but there's all sorts of crates and walkways and things like that. And Nova specifically said she was going to tuck the portal away. So you kind of emerge behind like a bunch of these like storage crates and things like that. You can hear that there is people moving around, but it does not, you didn't spot any guards when you were looking in. What do you guys want to do?
Go on.
Can I cast locate creature?
Okay, yeah. So, read out.
Work,
what's the spell do? Yeah.
So, describe a name or creature that's familiar to you. You sense a direction to the creature's location, as long as the creature is in 1,000 feet of you. If the creature is moving, you know the direction of the movement. If it's under the polymorph spell, it doesn't locate the creature.
Okay. And this is through the you know, it's a paladin spell, right? So it's coming through the matrix. Mm. So you kind of almost, you know, like there's a guardian spirit that lends you its sort of like tracking ability, and you kind of let that energy kind of leak out, and it forms this very delicate golden line that leads to the singular southern door and goes through it.
Okay, I'll relay that to the team and say, okay, I've cast a spell to locate Quill. He should be through that south door.
Can only Sentry see that?
Only Sentry sees the line, yes.
Okay, good.
Cast the spell.
Imagine it just, like, going between guards.
People like, and stuff. Here, what's this golden rope doing that? Here? Who put this golden rope?
Bob, fantastic. Is it you? Yeah.
It works, Sentry.
Let me cast invisibility on everyone, and then at least we can be concealed. Although, yes. Sakira's ship, who knows what security measures she has, so be aware that it might not be completely 100% invisible proof. Yeah, okay. Casting invisibility on everyone.
Okay. No, it's not.
I can cast it
normal.
On four people.
Perfect. I know it's not normal, but we are still able to fly, so it may be beneficial to stay on the ceiling right now.
I mean, well, not even on the ceiling. You could hover just above the ground, so you don't.
Yeah.
Yes, I think no, you know, invisible and hovering above the floor. Yeah, you just won't make any noise,
nice.
Right? Like, yeah, 100%.
Nice. Cool. We finally did it.
Awesome.
What episode are we on?
That's really good.
She's silent.
Okay.
So, you guys are currently in this docking bay. We'll call it that because that's basically what it is. I can't think of a fantasy equivalent of this Magitek, you know, astral ship. You can hear that there's people moving around. You are all invisible. You're all flying. You're not touching the ground. You've got this rope. What do you guys just begin to follow it?
Yeah.
Also, are you guys communicating? Are you messengering? I was going to say, how are you communicating?
Yeah. I'm messengering.
Wait, and Quill hear us if we were? Well, oh no, yeah. They've probably taken it.
I would have definitely tried it. It's like, Quill, can you? Okay, let's get our bird back.
Okay. This is very interesting. You have a combination of spells here that makes it very hard for me to detect you, and no real reason for me to call for stealth checks, because you are flying, you can't be seen, so unless something can see invisible creatures, which maybe some things can, there's nothing there. The first obstacle, however, is as you make your way to the door is shut, and it does not open. Like, it's one of these kind of Magitek doors that slides open. You see a control panel, there seems to be some sort of, like, panel, but it doesn't open. Do you want to try it, Ayla?
Does it react? Can I try and see? Because things have reacted to me before.
It has. This one doesn't.
Ah.
Zakir in it.
Wrong baddie.
Before it.
Damn.
Yeah. This, it does seem to be that she has tailored this ship's security systems for her forces, not Valkyrian forces.
Can I go over to the control panel?
Little panel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to just try and, like,
Harry Potter,
kind of
just to beep, open beep, beep, beep. Number of secrets by speaking parcel tongue? Can we speak parcel tongue at the door?
Can you speak snake? Can you speak snake?
Snakey tongue?
No.
Sure,
snake
why
tongue?
Not?
Snake tongue.
No.
But can I just look at it before I even start touching it? Like, you know, what is it? Does it look similar to Valkyrian stuff, or is it definitely like
a
Zarkarian?
It's the same make. It just looks like, and I guess, like, Nova being a Magitek, you know, having learnt about Magitek, like, you get the sensation that this is a Valkyrian ship that Zarkira has tailored to her needs. She's overwritten certain, like, security, like the wards that would control who can go in and out. She's tweaked so that only her forces are allowed through and things like that. Very similar to other systems, these doors can be opened either by some sort of creature holding some sort of key or by specific individuals. It does detect those individuals based on just appearance, though. So, like, it, you know, if somebody, it seems to, like, almost like a facial scan, right? Like, it's like, yep, that's that person, and then they get let through.
Farewell, Nova.
So, similar to the facility, we're going to need key cards, or it recognizes facial scans. Now, I can change my face, but it would need to be someone on this ship. I could look like some of the guards we've met maybe down on Oroas, but I have no guarantee that it's recognized by this ship.
Who do you think would have ultimate clearance of this ship, Nova?
Zakira.
Starbane? Vala,
look like Zakira,
please. The big Z.
But
yeah,
you're invisible.
X, actually. She can end the invisibility on herself.
I can end it on myself. The only thing is, it is a concentration spell, so it would drop invisibility on everyone.
Well, there may be other ways through
the door. We could try brute force. We've got a...
That will also drop my invisibility.
While you guys ponder the door puzzle, Quill, the guard waits while you pray, and then another figure appears. Zoop. Swap back over to this. You've seen these creatures before, and it does not bring you any ease when you see this thing making their way towards you. Mm-hmm. They enter through the doors behind the Durgar. Their large, bulbous, purple head and tentacled mouth kind of making strange undulating gestures as some sort of communication happens between the guard and this creature. It makes its way over towards you and sort of peers in through the wall.
Oh, I see that my latest guest is here. Just a moment, my dear fellow. I have some questions for you. Please.
Oh, good.
Come with me.
The guard moves up and taps the side of the wall, and the barrier comes down, and he steps in.
On your feet. Let's move.
Okay. Oh, man, but the barrier's down, though, right?
The barrier is down.
I saw the thing on.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is. It is God. You're right.
Hey, look.
Barrier's down.
And I have... I can cast spells while I'm in these shackles, you said.
I would say you can use somatic and verbal components, yes.
I just, I'm gonna have to try it because I know they don't want to kill me.
Okay.
I want to. Oh, this is so dangerous. I want to cast Thunder Wave, and I want to blast them away from me, and then I want to make a break for it. Like I need to do something. As far as Quill is concerned.
What's the saving throw? Like, there's... So, okay, two things have happened. Both the guard and the mind flayer had readied actions, but the spell goes off. The spell still goes off, but both guard and mind flayer had readied actions.
Okay, well, they need to make a constitution save. I'm casting this at fourth level again, but they need to make a con 15 save, and I'm going to say that the guard rolls a 2.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Well, that's funny because the guard definitely did roll a 2 on my advantage saving throw. I rolled a 1 and a 2. So you make his 1 a 2. However, he goes flying. So how much damage does the guard take? Let me...
At 4th level, he would take... What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 d8 damage.
Okay.
Which is... a stonkin. 26.
26 points of damage. Okay. The guard...
And then his launch.
Wait, it's funny. So the Thunder Wave pushes him back against the walls of the wall opposite him, where opposite your cell, you hear him like thud against it. And his ready thing was to make an attack. So actually pushing him away stops his ready action going off. He was going to basically come forward with this glaive, and you see it beginning to crackle with lightning, like he was going to try and like hit you with this like, you know, stun baton thing. But he gets thrown up against the wall and bam, slams down. He's still conscious, but you do hear him take a hefty hit. The Mind Flayer... Some sort of psychic energy erupts out from it. I need you to make an intelligence saving throw, please.
Oh, God. Plus 2. Natural 1!
You, Mr. Kelek, take 22 psychic damage and you are stunned. You're stunned long enough before you even get a saving throw. It's long enough for the guard to come up, like kind of pull himself free, run up, grab your hands, yank them behind your back, put like his arm over your mouth, and get you in like a chokehold as you're just sort of reeling from this stunned effect.
Okay. It was worth a try.
It was definitely worth a try.
Well, it seems that someone still has some fight in them. We'll soon deal with that, my boy. Don't worry.
I'm struggling and kicking.
Yes.
I'm kicking and struggling.
You can make a strength check. Disadvantage.
I'm stunned as well. Yeah, that's a disadvantage.
Yeah, I mean, the stunned lasts for a minute. You have to make saving throws, but we'll assume that after a while, like, unless you want to roll a ton of saving throws, intelligent saving throws.
14 and a 15 on strength, so actually not bad, but...
Not bad, but not enough, unfortunately. This guard is still much stronger.
Okay, that's cool.
Yep. They take you not too far. In fact, actually, you are taken out of your cell. You are led up slightly around the corner where the guard... Oh my goodness, I need to turn on hardware acceleration. My roll 20 is struggling. They take you up to another door which slides open into a circular chamber where a single chair is at the center. The guard shuts the door behind you where the mind flayer joins you. You are placed in the chair, which has straps. Your arms are like strapped down, whilst you are still reeling from the stun and like, you know, you're forced down. You can no longer cast somatic components. Your mouth is left, you know, you can, you know, any verbal only spells you could cast, but the mind flayer just kind of steeples his extra long fingers in front of you, and just looks.
Now, I hope that unpleasantness has gotten out of your system. I need to know thing.
Oh God.
Show me your secrets.
Oh, but I've got so many.
Wisdom saving throw, please.
Wisdom saving throw. Oh, Illithid, you picked the wrong burb.
Well, Werewolf. Here's the thing, is he can do this 10 times. You have to make this saving throw.
I've got a plus 10. So 21 on the first one.
21?
Wait, I do this another...
10? Yeah, 9 times.
Okay, well, the next one.
Stop resisting. I wish to know...
Keep going.
16. The next
Your
one.
Your mind. What is this power that keeps it so strong?
24.
The whole time, this is like you feel like something wriggling in your brain, trying to like jab into your mind to pull your memories. You know it can read your surface thoughts, your immediate thoughts, but it's trying to dig into your memories. It's trying to learn everything it can.
Oh, 13.
That 13.
So far.
The 13. So what was that?
My
number 7?
Seventh
roll.
Yes. Yes. Reveal to me. I see. See much. I see the leaders crumbling allies. I see. Valor. Rescue. The Tassadar. Oh, no. Sequences.
Make another wisdom saving throw. Make three more wisdom saving throws.
Okay,
you need
so
to maintain
eight,
this.
Natural 20.
No, do not resist. Yield your secrets to me.
18 and the final roll. No, we won! No!
Yes! Yes! The hall. Palador. Guided. Plans. I see. Kallus, the world engine. You have seen things that you could not see. Things that have yet to pass. Kallus's plan failed. Hadar wins.
The
Where
creature
do you stand now?
Stumbles back. The creature stumbles back.
I must.
Your master Can't win.
I must tell.
Not against Hadar.
Zakira. I must tell Zakira of this. You think too small, little bird. Callus is not my master. And Zakira, she is cunning. If there is no hope for Callus, then her allegiance must go elsewhere. And he leaves.
Oh, no! Oh, I just fractured
meanwhile, infiltration team. How do you want to get past this door?
Okay, new plan. This is taking too long. I'm going to disguise myself as Zakira. You are my prisoners.
I don't know if that's going to work, Nova. I think that the invisible thing is probably
we're flying.
Better
invisible.
Idea overall.
Let's just get through this door and find Will quietly.
Can I use my flame lance like a torch?
That's not quietly.
So that will unfortunately break the invisibility because it's on an attack or anything like that. It is an attack.
Okay.
You think you could do it. You think that this is this crystalline kind of... It's actually, no, it's a metal door. You probably could do it, but it would reveal you. You can hear people stomping around. There seems to be like a catwalk above. You can hear kind of like footsteps stomping around upstairs. What's the plan?
It's probably
more...
You
could try and grab one of their passes. Sneaky-like.
We still need to get through this door. There's no one in this room where we are.
There's people...
Is there?
Yeah, I said that there's walkways above and you can hear somebody moving around above.
In which case...
That's what I said.
Go for it.
Stealthy.
If you want to... It would be a sleight of hand check with advantage if you want to try and like lift, like pick their pockets, basically. So if you fly out and look up... There are Durgar like engineers who are, they seem to be kind of like working on like the structure and just repairing things and cleaning things and things like that. Yes?
Can I use a cantrip while concentrating? I know this is a question.
If it's a concentration spell, it depends. The cantrip will say whether it's a concentration or not. If it's not, then no.
No. Mage hand.
If
I was thinking of mage handing and pick. Yeah.
I would say.
Can I fly to somewhere?
Yeah, you can use the mage hand. Still give me a sleight of hand check, but do it with advantage, and I'll give you a bonus for using the mage hand. A hidden bonus.
Okay, I got a +3 to this. So
it's not an attack. Normally, invisibility is like it breaks on casting a spell, but I think I'm going to say this is mage hand. You're not at, you know, you're trying to pick a pocket here. I'm not going to make the invisibility break.
17 and 14 +3, so 20. Unnatural 20 is my highest.
Okay. With the mage hand, with Tiangong kind of controlling the mage hand, you see that one of these Durgar maybe looks like he seems to be giving orders to these other workers. Definitely has one of these keystones. You've seen them before. This one's on like a chain attached to like something, but you kind of using that, you kind of lift it up and you can hook it off of the belt, this kind of like long chain with this stone and kind of float it down. And grab the mage hand, and he doesn't seem to notice. Doesn't seem to notice that it's been taken. This just has the. This doesn't have an elvish rune. This is a rune you don't recognize. Oh wait, can you? Have you still got Eyes of the Runekeeper, or the one
no,
which
I
lets
don't,
you read
but...
stuff? Okay, so you don't understand what this rune is.
No. Yeah, I would if I have comprehend languages, but that's a ritual, and I'm a bit pressed for time right now. So yeah, let's go through the door.
Okay. With that, you guys make your way through this door, and it leads once again into another sort of corridor leading down. The door opens. It does open with a slight metal scraping. You hope that nobody will hear that as this kind of, you know, you float through invisibly, not touching the ground. No need for stealth checks. You emerge into a circular corridor. There seems to be a door to the south, a door to the right, and then an open hallway open hallway to the right, closed door to the left, and then another door leading south.
Sentry?
Sentry's cord heads to the open corridor leading to the right.
Okay. I'll tell the team okay, it looks like Quill's in this direction, and I'll start leading them down the open corridor.
Okay.
Let's stay in... messenger ring and hold on to somebody so we stay together.
Okay. You guys move through this section. I drop you guys into a new map.
Oh,
I didn't do the lighting on this one. That's my fault. Never mind. It's okay, because pretty much nothing's going to detect you here anyway. Inhalation Nova. So this one leads you to a T-junction. You can see more of these, like, dim red lights kind of stretching off in either direction. Do you hear any creatures nearby? Let me roll and see if we get a random encounter. We do not. The cord leads you to the north, moving your way through the corridors. This one seems to lead to a section with just this large pit. It seems to just descend into the bowels of the crystalline ship. On the other side of it, you can see more corridors leading off. Y'all have seen Star Wars. You know what this kind of looks like. But the cord continues leading. It's taken you kind of down. You feel like there's been some slight sloping to these corridors that's led you a bit further down. Leading around, you are all brought through the corridor and into a section of cells. It is at this point that the corridor, the golden rope seems to lead through, and I can now put you guys on this map.
Oh, you prepared so many maps.
I did.
There was so much to get through.
Yes, there was.
Line of viz.
It's you guys.
And locate
smart.
Creature, yeah.
Smart plan.
And locate creature.
The cord goes to through a door where a guard in this kind of full black armor is currently stood outside, just arms folded. As you enter, you all hear a voice in your head. I don't know who you are. How have you arrived here? You are not Zakiran forces.
Who are you? Who are you?
My name is Ranael. I'm a prisoner here. Do you know the one called Quill?
Yes. Where's the bird? We're here for the bird.
I do not know exactly. I can only sense minds. He is nearby, either in his cell, or it is possible that one of the Illithids has taken him into the interrogation chamber.
Let's move. We can't trust any strange voices right now.
I mean you no harm. I am a prisoner here. If there is kindness in your hearts, both myself and another are kept here. We have been experimented on by Zakira. I will gladly aid you if you can release us.
Where are you located?
I can sense that you have entered, though I do not know which from. One of the northern cells.
All right, we'll get our friend and do what we can. No promises.
I understand. If you can save Quill from whatever fate awaits him, I am glad for that, if nothing else. He seems a good soul.
Yes.
You see the rope leading through the door, but there is a guard in front of it.
Need to distract this one. Do we have anything we can throw down the corridor, perhaps the other side? Throw your coin.
Sure. Okay, I'll do that.
I love
get
that.
Get out of my inventory.
Nobody ever speaks of it again.
That's what the coin is used for.
Yeah, distraction, like Hitman. I love it.
I might just never use it. Purely to annoy the crap out of people. I'm sure we've got something on us that we
can maybe knock on like the side to make a noise. Like, is Mage Hand strong enough for that? I can manipulate an object.
You could do only 30 feet range.
Stow, retrieve. Okay,
it'd not be very far. Yeah,
I'm gonna say. In my head, prisoner, you can reach out to us. Can you reach out to this guard? Get them away from the door.
I can. They have become prone to ignoring me. But I can try.
Do you believe that you know where Quill is, or do you believe yourself to be in position? I do not know which door of you speak. I can only sense minds. I cannot see you.
We know where he is.
Then allow me to buy you at least a distraction. You wait for a moment, and then you hear the sounds of somebody casting a spell, and an alarm goes off. Only a short alarm, like a quick sort of like whoop whoop. The guard kind of gets up, moves directly across, and seems to stand in front of the cell near to you. And you hear,
"Can't believe you're causing trouble, Rana. Thought you'd had enough of this punishment by now. What were you even trying to do?"
And you hear like him press a few crystals and buttons, and you just hear like a like you hear like a woman's cry of pain, but it pulls him away from the door.
Let's not waste this. Come on. Through the door.
Let's keep moving.
That poor, I didn't okay. know.
The keystone you have won't open this door. But, I mean, it's a door. It's another metal door. What do you guys want to do? You got like 6 seconds.
We're going to have to take that guard out or take the key from them.
Mage hand again? If I try mage hand again?
Try while he's pressing those buttons.
I'll try mage hand again then.
Okay, you need to go up and like sort of peer around the corner, yeah. Nova. As you do so, you can see he's kind of stood on the very edge of this kind of prison cell, and he's looking in, and you catch a glimpse of the figure that he's currently watching suffer. They appear to be, I mean, there's no way of saying, like, they very look very similar to the figures you met when you met the Wings of Ishtar. This is clearly an angel. This is a celestial. But her wings have been surgically removed from her back. You can see, like, scars. Like, she's not wearing... She literally has, like, a loincloth on. That's it. Her wings have been surgically removed. And a metal plate has been bolted across her eyes and like, seared into her flesh. Like, completely covering her eyes. And she's, like... she's, like, coughing and choking as, like, she's, you know, on the floor of this thing. The guard is kind of just watching her as you see that.
Quick, that Hadar, that first Hadar creature that we fought that had that mask, and then
Goliath,
the one that killed the woman Quill.
That was like a mask. That was okay. Like a very ornate, beautiful, right. Like face mask almost. And then she lifted it up and had a big hole in her
okay.
face.
Ignore me then.
No, this is like, you know, she's got beautiful pale blue hair. It's been cut short. So, you know, it looks like it would have once been this luxurious long blue hair, but it's now cut short. You can see she's just like scarred. It looks like she's been cut and experimented on. But yeah, she just looks like she's basically, Zarkira's done awful things to her, basically. But yeah, you kind of go over with the mage hand. Give me another sleight of hand check, Nova.
Advantage or?
Yeah. Yeah, advantage. This guy doesn't know you're there.
Okay. 16 was my highest, plus 3, so 19.
Okay. The guard seems to, like, almost feel something. It's, like, kind of, like, looking around. Hasn't spotted you or the mage hand, but definitely is alerted. You don't quite manage to grab the thing off of him. As you're doing this, the door leading into the room that you were trying to get behind opens, and a mind flayer stumbles out, looking as shocked as a mind flayer can. It almost, like, stumbles out, looking around frantically, and then is going to go and move past you guys. What do you do?
I'm gonna move to the side.
Yeah,
move. You just like fly up and like press yourself to the side. Yeah, this thing just walks past you muttering, like, no, it wouldn't mutter to itself, it speaks in telepathy. But yeah, it's just kind of like almost looks shocked as it like stumbles away and then makes its way to wherever it's going. The door is going to close. They're automatic unless somebody like Ayla and Lucius, you pushed yourselves to the side, but Sentry, you've got a chance here. If you want to do something door,
I'll dive in and hold it up.
Like, yeah. So like this invisible Sentry, the door kind of goes to shut and Sentry, you're holding it up. What's your strength modifier? Is it plus 5?
Strength mod.
Or is it plus 4?
Plus four.
You can hold this for four rounds, and then you're going to have to start making checks where you're, like, holding this up. But you see, strapped into a chair in the inside of this circular chamber, you see Quill.
Oh, I'll messenger ring. Quill's in here! Quick, I'm holding the door up, quick!
Can I... Yep.
This guard's about to turn around Nova as well. So as Lucius and Ayla can go, but you can see this guard is about to turn around and see the doors held open by some invisible force. Ayla and Lucius, what'd you do?
Yeah, flying in. Fast.
Flying in and ripping any restraints off.
Yeah, sure. Quill? The two of you can easily just grab these restraints. Quill, some invisible thing grabs your arms, and then suddenly the release, it like your restraints grow, and you're like, ugh! But the dimensional shackles are still on.
I'll just like whisper really quietly.
Can you not get teleported to, you know, astral space? It's really inconvenient.
Wait a minute.
Okay. While you do that, Nova, this guard's going to turn around. What do you do?
Can I use my Nage Hand to knock, like, just push, like, hit the other side so he has to look away, opposite the door? Like, maybe
he's
even
no
just,
Metal
like,
Gear Solid guard. I'll roll just and see, like, if he notices that, like, it's some sort of weird noise. He hears it, but he does momentarily flick back, but you don't think he's convinced. Like, he's like, something funny's going on, and he's, like, looking around.
Okay.
Well, you hear Ayla.
Nice trick, Elithid. I'm not going to answer your questions if you're going to use their voices. And I'm seeing, like, the door is screwed. I'm going to, like, try
the
and
door
run
is
towards
open.
It.
No, well, you try and run towards it, and your voice echoes. That's when the guard fully is like,
"Hey, oh, you there?
Can I?
What happened?
Can I?"
And with that, Kim, we're going to end today's episode. Yeah. And that is where we're ending this week. And we're going to pick it up next week. Shit. Absolutely, that's where we're ending this week. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Awesome.
No, that's a good place.
I know I just alerted them, but come on. Like, I have no reason to believe they'd be here.
Yeah.
And they would be here. Yeah. I think it would make the most sense that you would think that it's some sort of trick, right? Like Zarkira or the Mind Flayer or something like that. 100%. I think that's great role playing.
Yeah.
I'm about to run face first into Sentry.
Bonk.
Bonk. That'll stop you.
Yeah, that will stop him.
They've put up a wall of force here. What?
What an episode. Holy crap.
Oh my god. What an episode. Wow.
Last time was amazing, and then this one's like even better. Jeez.
So fun.
Just keeps escalating.
So fun. Yeah.
Big stuff's happening. I've got no idea.
Big stuff's happening. You guys are doing cool stuff. Well, here's the thing. Like, it wasn't until today that I knew that Kim was going to try and contact Hesper. I didn't know that until, like, just before the game started. And then you guys came up with the plan of going to the cathedral and using the priestess instead of using contact other plane.
Hey, Hesper, your boy's come. Help.
So that whole thing with Hesper might not have happened. Like, if you guys hadn't tried that, like, it might not have happened.
Crazy.
So the moment Kim said to you, "I'm going to contact Hesper," you were like, list of living and dead Erois characters. You just shifted one over. Yes, it's going to have to happen.
I had this in my mind. I said to myself when I was planning it, I was like, if Hesper finds out what's happened, this is what he does. But he won't know until he's told.
You know what? Getting captured so far has been the best thing, because I had no way of communicating my vision with the eye, and now this Illithid has seen it.
Oh, it's only Zarkira that knows. That's fine.
Definitely a good thing. Definitely a good thing, Tom.
I mean, if we can capture the Illithid. Well, you said that they were a little bit mind controlled, right? Not this one, though, maybe. Not this one. Yeah, no, we need to kill that boy. He's got to go. Squid boy's got to go.
The worst thing. He starts civil war in Erois. I'll start civil war in the Sarkarian Empire.
Sure.
My campaign plans my plans for these last five levels might get a serious shift depending on how things go.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so annoying how, like, we have to, like, the Illithid walks past us, but we don't know anything, so we just have to be like, we let him go past.
It's perfect.
This guy go past.
It's great.
I love D&D, man. Like, you guys did a great job of not metagaming that, because you were just like, yeah, fucking get him out of here. Yeah, great. Brilliant.
I could visualize that so well. That's a big deal. And we're just letting it pass by.
Yep. Ignore him.
Just keep walking, buddy. Keep walking.
Holy crap. Holy crapoli. What an episode.
There's the only one downside of this episode is I feel really bad the Studio Mir when they eventually have to animate this as a
This is like all the budget, like the couple of episodes before
animators.
This.
Yeah.
The Legend of Korra animators.
Oh my god.
They do a ton of stuff as well.
Just those thousands of Hespers,
that's the dream. That moment was amazing.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I need
Trust
that
me, it is the dream inside this brain that we got a cool Studio Mir opening to Erois and like a full fucking, you know, animated series, but it will never happen. But man,
with someone watching. Has to know somebody.
Someone's got to know.
Just throw us a bone here. Come on. Let's make this happen.
We got to finish getting this bird out of prison. He's still got those shackles on. There's still a whole ship full of baddies. And Mommy Zarkira is still around somewhere. So fingers crossed.
What's to do?
The pie can get out.
Mommy Zarkira.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.